Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Mind, Your Universe by Brandon M. Prokak presents a science-oriented approach to the popular idea of conscious creation, focusing less on wishful thinking and more on how the mind shapes perception, decisions, and outcomes. Positioned at the intersection of psychology, neuroscience-informed habits, and intentional living, the book aims to translate aspiration into practical daily behavior. Rather than treating manifestation as a mystical shortcut, it frames intention as a process that involves attention, belief updating, emotional regulation, and consistent action. Readers can expect guidance on clarifying goals, aligning identity with desired change, and building repeatable routines that make progress more likely. The central promise is that when you understand how your mind filters reality, you can design an environment and mindset that supports the life you want to build. It is written for people who want self-improvement tools with a grounded tone and who value both inspiration and concrete steps toward measurable personal growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a grounded model of conscious creation, a key topic is reframing conscious creation as a practical feedback loop rather than a supernatural event. The book emphasizes that outcomes change when you change what you notice, how you interpret it, and what you repeatedly do. In a science-based framing, intention functions like a directional signal for attention and behavior. When you clearly define what matters, your mind is more likely to spot relevant opportunities, avoid distractions, and persist through setbacks. This also connects to the idea that beliefs shape expectations, and expectations influence choices. The author's approach can be understood as aligning three layers: mental focus, emotional state, and observable action. Instead of relying on passive hoping, the reader is encouraged to treat goals as hypotheses and life as a series of experiments, adjusting plans based on results. This perspective tends to reduce disappointment because it replaces all-or-nothing thinking with iteration. By grounding creation in cognition, habit, and decision-making, the book positions intentional living as something you can practice daily, with progress visible through small, compounding changes. Secondly, attention, perception, and the reality you experience. Another central theme is how attention and perception shape the world you experience. The book highlights that the brain constantly filters information, emphasizing what seems important and discarding what does not. When your goals are vague, your attention becomes scattered. When your goals are specific, your perception becomes tuned toward cues, resources, and relationships that support them. This topic connects intentional living to practical tactics like defining priorities, creating reminders, and choosing environments that reduce friction. It also addresses how negative mental patterns can bias what you notice, making obstacles seem bigger and options seem smaller. By learning to manage attention, readers can interrupt automatic loops of worry, comparison, or rumination and replace them with deliberate focus. The takeaway is not that reality is purely subjective, but that your experienced reality is strongly influenced by what you repeatedly attend to. In daily life, this can mean shifting from reactive consumption to purposeful engagement, and from chasing scattered desires to building a coherent direction that informs choices about time, energy, and relationships. Thirdly, identity, beliefs, and behavior change that sticks. Sustainable personal change is presented as an identity and belief problem as much as a motivation problem. The book explores how people often set goals that conflict with their self-concept, then feel internal resistance, procrastination, or self-sabotage. An intentional approach involves updating limiting beliefs and adopting an identity aligned with the direction you want to grow. This does not require pretending, it requires practicing new behaviors consistently enough that they become credible. The topic also covers the idea that beliefs are shaped by evidence, and evidence comes from repeated actions and small wins. Readers are encouraged to design steps that are achievable, so progress reinforces belief rather than undermining it. This framework helps explain why extreme transformations often fail. They demand an identity leap without supportive proof. By focusing on incremental commitments, the reader can build confidence through experience. The broader lesson is that intentional living becomes easier when your habits reflect who you believe you are, and when your internal narrative supports effort, learning, and resilience instead of perfectionism and fear of failure. Fourthly, emotional regulation and alignment with intention. The book treats emotional regulation as a core component of conscious creation, because emotions influence attention, decisions, and persistence. When stress, anxiety, or discouragement dominate, people narrow their thinking, avoid challenges, and interpret uncertainty as danger. Intentional living therefore includes skills for stabilizing the nervous system and responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. This topic centers on cultivating emotional states that support wise action, such as calm focus, curiosity, and self-compassion. Instead of trying to eliminate negative feelings, the reader is guided to recognize them as signals and to choose responses that preserve momentum. Practical alignment means matching goals with a workable emotional cadence, pacing ambition, preventing burnout, and building recovery habits that keep effort sustainable. Emotional alignment also includes social and environmental factors, such as boundaries, supportive relationships, and reducing exposure to triggers that derail focus. The main point is that intention without emotional skill can collapse under pressure, while intention paired with regulation tools becomes durable, especially when life is unpredictable and setbacks are inevitable. Lastly, systems for intentional living and measurable progress, a recurring emphasis is turning intention into a system, not a one-time decision. The book frames progress as the product of routines, feedback, and environment design. Readers are encouraged to translate broad desires into concrete targets, define the next smallest action, and create a structure that makes the action repeatable. This includes tracking what matters, reviewing results, and adjusting methods when reality does not match expectations. The book's practical angle also highlights that consistency beats intensity and that the best system is one you can maintain during busy or difficult seasons. Building systems may involve time blocking, simplifying commitments, stacking habits, and reducing decision fatigue so that willpower is not the sole fuel. Measuring progress is treated as motivational and corrective. It helps you see improvement, identify bottlenecks, and avoid self-deception. The result is a blueprint for intentional living that is actionable, observable, and adaptable. Instead of chasing constant inspiration, the reader learns to rely on a process that keeps goals alive through structure and regular course correction. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are attracted to manifestation or conscious creation but want a more grounded, practical path that emphasizes psychology, habits, and deliberate choice. It also fits anyone seeking intentional living tools for career growth, health routines, relationships, or personal meaning, especially if they feel stuck in reactive patterns and want a clearer sense of direction. The benefit to the reader's life comes from learning to connect intention to repeatable behavior, clarifying what matters, shaping attention toward supportive cues, regulating emotions under stress, and building systems that make progress more consistent. Even when circumstances do not change immediately, these skills can improve decision quality, reduce mental noise, and increase follow-through. Compared to many similar books that lean heavily on vague positivity or purely inspirational messaging, this one positions conscious creation as something you practice through focus, belief calibration, and measurable steps. That makes it worth buying for readers who want both mindset and method, and who prefer a framework that encourages responsibility, experimentation, and durable growth rather than quick fixes or magical thinking. If you would like to support Brandon M. Prokak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.